Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Afternoon Drive, presented by Superbook Sports. Here's Anilo Pirro and Cody Rourke. Stop wearing me out, we'll send you the gate.
I'm passing you over and leave you with faith. Welcome on back into the program, Afternoon Drive. Mile High Sports Radio. Hope you guys are doing well out there, staying warm and safe on this January the 23rd installment of the program. And let's bring in our guest. You might know him as B-Skip, as I do. Under B_Skip1717 on Twitter. He's Brandon Ewing, the current site manager of Denver Stiffs. And I'm going to be honest, Brandon, it's going to be a lot of you talking. I want to give you the platform here. But if you're unfamiliar with Brandon, if you're unfamiliar with Denver Stiffs, it is essentially the mecca of Denver Nuggets content for the last damn near two decades. And quite a bit of news going on around the future, potentially, of Denver Stiffs as Vox Media has opted to go in another direction, doing some layoffs, you know, a variety of different things. And, you know, I've known Brandon for quite some time. We go back a little while to our time covering the Denver Nuggets when he was, you know, up and coming with Stiffs and I was up and coming with Mile High Sports, and wanted to give him a few minutes of our time here on the station to speak his truth and let the Denver Nuggets community know what's going on with Denver Stiffs. Brandon, my man, hope you're doing well. Wish it was under better circumstances, but how we doing?
Hey, like you said, I could be doing better, but I also could be doing worse. Definitely had a long weekend to think about everything in the news that we got on Friday, that Vox Media would no longer be supporting Denver Stiffs as of February 28th, so a little over a month away. So it definitely wasn't the easiest weekend, but I know that we have a lot of people in our corner, and I'm excited to kind of talk about what we have in store and kind of what we're looking to do at Denver Stiffs heading forward. So I really appreciate you having me on. I was super excited when I got your message today because like you said, we were up and coming together, and I think it's definitely could be better circumstances, but I appreciate you giving me the platform to update people on our situation and let them know where we're headed moving forward.
Absolutely, and I think it's worth noting as we start this conversation that it's not a specific Denver Stiffs thing, right? This is a SB Nation, Vox Media-wide set of layoffs and furloughs that have been taking place, and unfortunately, in the midst of, you know, their best season in quite some time, They look at Denver Stiffs, they look at Nuggets coverage, and unfortunately, you know, for whatever reason, the bigwigs over there deem it as not necessary content moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was the tough part, and it kind of was just a shock, and it came out of left field. I mean, so I'm a school teacher, is my day job, and we have a planning period every single day, so I usually try to go to the gym if I don't have any papers to grade, which I often do. So I went to the gym Friday morning, I opened up my email, and I see one from one of the Vox Media higher-ups, and I mean, these are emails that I frequently get, so as I'm reading through it, I'm like, oh, this is just another one of those, and then it starts to mention how NHL and MLS sites are starting to be affected, and they don't see the long-term growth. And then I read a little further, and it talks about NBA communities also playing a part in that. And then it said that our site would no longer be supported by Vox Media. So it was very tough news to figure out, especially on a Friday morning, considering it's the end of the week. And then you have to deal with letting everybody know, the entire staff, the whole community. So it was definitely a shock. But I know we're moving forward. And it, like you said, it's tough because the Nuggets are in the midst of potentially their greatest season ever as they push for their first NBA title. And as the site manager, it's one of those things where I put a lot of blame on myself, obviously, and I feel incredibly bad about it. I feel like I let a lot of people down. But on the flip side of that, it doesn't really seem like it was anything we could have done. Like, they just picked whatever, for whatever reason, a number of different sites and decided whether to keep them, not keep them. But I know as far as our viewership was going, it was really good. I was really excited in the direction we were heading. I mean, just last week, I had a meeting with one of my bosses, and I figured out a whole new content schedule that I was really excited for. We were going to roll it out this week, and we still plan on doing that, but obviously a little bit of the wind's out of the sails when you get this news, and rightfully so. The staff's taking it hard. I'm taking it hard, but we're finding a way to push through and still provide that Nuggets content that people have been getting since 2008 when the site was launched.
Jeez, man, 2008 when the site was launched. I didn't even know what Denver Stiffs was till about, I want to say, 2013, 14-ish. And I mean, you know, there's been plenty of great people that have come through the place. And I do want to take a moment to say that it's not your fault, my man. I know that, you know, you're kind of at the captain of the ship in that sense. But unfortunately, this media game that you and I both play in, I mean, we see it a lot here at Mile High Sports. I mean, it's peaks and valleys. It's a roller coaster ride, to say the least. So it's certainly not your fault. But I know you guys got some plans lined up as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But you know, I think it's unfortunate because it's a conversation of local media coverage, right? And I know that SB Nation and some of these other sites and whatnot, you know, they go some different routes with how they want to cover the teams. But Denver Stiffs has been such a mainstay in the Denver Nuggets community for a decade plus, as you alluded to, going back to 2008. And the frustrating part for me and for Nuggets fans out there, people, as you know, here at the station, is they don't understand the respect that Denver Stiffs has come to earn in this local media market. You know, I remember hearing stories back to when Tim Gelt was doing his thing running Nuggets PR about, you know, how Denver Stiffs was one of the first blogs ever to be credentialed by a professional organization. And so there's been a lot of groundwork into the modern day of media that started with Denver Stiffs, among other sites from SB Nation and you know, those types of products as well. And to me, Brandon, that's the most frustrating part, is the lack of awareness for what a brand like Denver Stiffs means to the local community.
I agree. I mean, they really laid the foundation for local media coverage, especially as the Nuggets go. I mean, they were one of the first sites that I ever followed when I got a Twitter page. It was one of the first sites that I ever started reading when it was my goal to become a sports writer or a sports journalist. And I think that is something that, like, Vox Media and the higher-ups maybe don't understand. Is, I think, the key word with Denver Stiffs, and kind of the thing that the key word to me when I took over as site manager last summer, was that community aspect. I mean, there is such a fantastic community. It's not just in the comments. It's not just in the readership or the viewership, but I mean, you'll go to a Nuggets game and people are talking about Denver Stiffs. They're talking about reading up on the articles and all that good stuff. And that community element is the thing that I really miss, or it's the thing I want to keep going, because as much as the articles are great and everything we do, that community aspect, the comment section where everybody can go and they know that they can talk about the Nuggets, whether it's a game, before the game, after the game, that community element is something that I don't want to go away anytime soon, and that's what I'm fighting to keep, even after this tough news on Friday. It's only been a couple days, but we're doing everything we can to try to figure this out, and luckily we have over a month or so, and it seems like it might be a lot of time, but when you got so many moving parts, it definitely is stressful, but we're doing the best we can to keep this train moving down the tracks.
Well, Cody, it's funny because you've brought up to me in the past about, like, you know, when you first started Twitter, right? It was you about
2009,
right? Talking about the Nuggets and tweeting it and all that kind of stuff. And I mean,
oh, yeah.
Your opinion, I mean, this is just, it's a tough pill to swallow, because, you know, you got to give the props to DNVR. Obviously, I think we do a good job here at Mile High Sports, but it feels like on a national scale, you know, with brands that are under the Vox umbrella, SB Nation, the whole nine, I mean, the importance is shrinking and shrinking. And I mean, to your point, Twitter, communities, forums, this is how it all started.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, that's how people get involved in the conversation. It makes people feel like they're part of a community, which, like I said, when the Nuggets were on that NBA Western Conference Finals run in 2009, I was a sophomore in high school. I remember frequenting Denver Stiffs quite a bit on the message boards and whatnot, because it allows you to share, like, your excitement, your fandom, because Twitter was obviously, like, a big part of that, but being able to, like, forums were huge at that time. And I think what we see now, especially as media and everything in this industry kind of transitions, it's more so, especially, you know, and I don't want to badmouth the company, but it's like these media companies that, you know, oversee a lot of these sites, they care more about profits over people. And the reality of the situation is, I'd say what's been going on at Denver Stiffs is more about people. Like, they bring people together. And I think it's just super unfortunate. And I'm sorry you guys have to go through that. You know, I don't wish that on anybody, and I can't imagine being in that position. So I imagine as you all look to navigate maybe what's ahead, I also think you can reflect on, hey, here's what we've been able to do since, you know, for how long we've been able to do it. And I don't think this is the end of the road personally for Denver Stiffs. I'm excited to see maybe what can come of, you know, this whole situation.
Absolutely. And I agree with that people element 100%. I mean, that community aspect is so awesome. And you can just tell by, since the news came out on Friday, just the outreach of everyone trying to figure out what they can do to keep Denver Stiffs alive. Because Denver Stiffs is that site that you can always count on, whether the Nuggets are doing good, whether the Nuggets are doing bad, whether they're going into the draft, whether they just made a cool signing in the offseason. I mean, they're all reliable, and they have been for over a decade. And that's something that we don't want to go away anytime soon.
So I know that it's very much fluid and it's a work in progress, but can you share any of the thoughts or plans potentially to try to keep this brand alive?
Absolutely. So on Friday when we got the email, it sort of mentioned how the hope would be there that site managers can maintain the site domain and the URL. So the goal is, the hope is that that website's still going to be there to access. The only thing is there will be no profit or no revenue going into the website. So like none of the writers will be getting paid. And as much as I love getting paid for sports writing, that's not what I got into the business for. I got into the business because I love what I do. I love writing about sports. I love talking about the Denver Nuggets. It just so happens that it's a nice element to have to support our families, not just for myself, but all the writers that we have on staff. So as the end of February, none of the people who are contracted will be contracted anymore. So our goal is to kind of figure out what that next step is to potentially maybe get sponsors, ads, how we can monetize the site, because Vox Media is no longer going to monetize Denver Stiffs as of February 28th next month. So we're trying to figure out how we can do that to support our writers and so they can support their lifestyles and their families. But again, we're going to do whatever it takes to, like I said, we want to keep this train moving. And I've been in constant contact with a number of people over the weekend. Andrew Feinstein has been incredible in reaching out. He was the founder of Denver Stiffs back in 2008. Jeff Morton, who was the site manager for Denver Stiffs, he's been fantastic as well. I mean, there's so many people I could go down the list. And those conversations are certainly fluid, but they are constant. They are happening, and we are doing our best to see what we can do to help Denver Stiffs and keep it alive.
How can the people out there listening, how can I help? How could Cody help? I mean, what's the best way to help get the message out there for you guys so we can help push this thing forward for you?
So what we have right now, and this is just a start, is we are starting a hashtag Save Stiffs campaign on Twitter.
Okay.
And then we also have, we've sent emails out to the people of Vox Media just to see what that would look like in maintaining that domain name and that URL. So the situation is certainly fluid, but I'm going to constantly update people on the Denver Stiffs website. I did put out an article this morning kind of outlining what it has been like the last 2 days. And like I said, we have a month to try to get this figured out. But constantly following the website, I'll make sure I put a lot of stuff on our Twitter page as well on our other social medias. But that hashtag Save Stiffs is what we have right now, but there's going to be tons more things coming down. So just continuing to follow the website as we continuously update stuff is definitely the easiest way to see where we're headed.
So for the people out there, you got about what, another 3 or 4 weeks before, you know, there's some definitive stuff taking place. So people over the next month or so, give or take, are still going to be able to consume Denver Stiffs content on a regular basis like they have been for the last, you know, 10 plus years. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have any plans on stopping or slowing down. I think over the weekend we did miss a recap, but Reed did a really good job posting a game thread in there. And I mean, I think it was understandable that a lot of people were struggling with the news over the weekend. But as we get into the new week and we get a little wind under our sails with the hopes that we can keep this moving, we're definitely going to have articles pumping out left and right, just like we have been. And we appreciate everyone who's been reading along the way and everyone who supported us. I mean, I'm looking at the comment section right now on the post I had today, and just everyone's support has been second to none. It's just been absolutely fantastic to see. And we've mentioned people and community tons of times during this interview, and I think that's just been really special to see. So that constant support is definitely what keeps us going, as does the Nuggets basketball, which has been exceptional as of late. So it's really impossible not to write about how well they're playing. So.
Yeah, you know, and I hope you guys, you know, I wish you guys all the best. Be sure to follow the Twitter page at Denver Stiffs. He's at @B_Skip1717. I mean, I can't speak enough on how important Denver Stiffs is to the local community, how much it impacted me personally. I remember it was probably Christmas 2016. I got, like, they sold t-shirts at one point with, like, the navy blue t-shirt with, like, a gold embroidered logo. I got, like, 3 of them for Christmas. That's back when, like, Adam Mares and I think Andy and all them, Jeff Morton was still involved with them back in the day and whatnot. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate to see how the media landscape has shifted. And I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. I mean, it feels like, you know, every couple of years, even, you know, ESPN, Fox, these big networks are constantly going through layoffs. And I mean, unfortunately, the little guy is no exception. That, of course, being, you know, the local media outlets. And so, you know, we wish you guys the best. Hashtag Safe Stiffs on Instagram and Twitter, wherever you can get it on out there. And let's get this thing churning and burning for sure. Is there anything big that we may have missed or any thoughts you want to get off your chest about the future of Denver Stiffs initiatives? I mean, the floor is yours, my man. Anything you want to say, get it out now.
No, I just appreciate you guys giving me the platform to come on and talk about this. Like you said, the media landscape has changed so much, and these big corporations, they just don't understand how much a community has meant and how much Denver Stiffs has meant to the Denver Nuggets markets since 2008. I mean, you talked about, I think the Denver Stiffs was one of the first SB Nation sites to even get a media credential. I mean, you talk to other SB Nation sites and they can't get any credentials, but I think that the Nuggets have, they see how respected our site is. They see the work that we put in. And I mean, I can't shout out my staff enough because they have been absolutely fantastic through this whole thing. It is not easy thing to deal with for any of us, but the conversations have been great. Everyone just keeps chugging along. It's business as usual. And I just want everyone to know in the Denver Nuggets community that I am doing my best to help keep Denver Stiffs alive. I know every single person around me has been incredibly supportive. They're doing their best to keep Denver Stiffs alive because we don't want this thing going away, because it has been such a big part of my life. I mean, I get emotional talking about it, but when I was coming up, I mean, I've wrote for a number of different Nugget sites. I mean, I remember when I used to write at a site called Dig in Denver, and I ran into you and Elo at the Coors Event Center. Remember when the Nuggets had a training camp?
Oh, there. My gosh.
I mean, it seems like it was yesterday. I mean, we're looking at Moutier, Darrell Arthur, all those guys. I remember it was like one of my first days there.
I remember that.
I asked Gary Harris some weird question about the Kevin Love trade. I mean, I was just a kid in college, not really knowing what I was doing. But then, I mean, you grind, you put in all this work. I mean, you go to Nuggets games, and you know, I mean, media members are there till like 3 in the morning. I mean, people are grinding their tails off. They're doing the best that they can, and then you get an email like this, and it's like all that work you put in is down the drain. It's not just for me. I mean, it's for every single person. It's for every single person on the staff. It's for any media member in any sport market. I mean, this is one of those things that could end, you never know, just something like this. So it's been difficult the last few days, but I know that I'm excited in trying to keep this alive. Because I think that you have to find something to keep it going. And I think that we're doing our best to keep this thing moving. I'm working tirelessly and constantly to try to keep Denver Stiffs alive. And no matter how much people maybe, like, Fox Media wants to put us down, we're not going to go down easy.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, my man. Why don't we end it on something a little bit more positive here? And I know they lost last night, but the team is playing pretty damn good basketball this season. Jokic looking like he could win a third consecutive MVP. Denver atop the Western Conference. I'll keep it simple. Is this the best Denver Nuggets team you've seen in your lifetime?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I watch them, and I think that I watch the other teams in the West. I think the Nuggets are the best team in the West. I watch teams like the Celtics, and I feel like the Nuggets can compete with them. I feel like that they can beat them. I feel like that this is a team that should push for a championship. They should push for a title. And, I mean, as tough as it was to lose last night, it's one of those things that, I mean, it kind of has to happen when you win that many games in a row. And when you miss that many free throws, kind of sort of an anomaly. You miss 16 free throws, you probably deserve to lose at that point. But, I mean, it's been fun to watch the Nuggets lately. I think that they are the best team in the NBA, if you ask me, and that's an unbiased thing. Like, I've watched a whole bunch of basketball this year. I've watched a whole bunch of other teams, and I think that they are the best team. I think Nikola Jokic is the best player, and when you have the best player in the league and you have a pretty darn good supporting cast around him, then you're going to be really difficult to beat. I think it's really nice that the Nuggets have gained that playoff experience the last few years. They've had some success, and I think the only worry I have for them is health. Health is the only thing that's gotten their way in the past. If they can stay healthy, I don't see any reason why this team can't push for a championship, and I think it helps that they're arguably the best team in the NBA at home, and if they can secure that one seed, then the whole Western Conference has to come through Denver, and we've seen Ball Arena rocking this year, and I don't think that they're going to drop one at home. So that's my bold take. They're not going to lose a home playoff game.
Well said, my friend. Hashtag save Stiffs. If there's anything we can do here at MHS or me personally, you let me know. Keep fighting the good fight. Follow them on Twitter at Denver Stiffs. He's at B_skip1717. And away he goes, my man. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and keep fighting that fight. All right.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Absolutely. I felt like it was important for us to do that.
Yeah, no, hey, that's huge, because I remember as a kid, a teenager in high school, I would navigate stiffs frequently. Mm-hmm. Just it's sad to see you. Just another example of how the media world is now. Like, we're not talking about like media like us. We're talking about media companies that have power and that have control over other, you know, pretty much what goes on, what content goes out.
It's a real shame.
It's a shame of monetization, right? Because like, honestly, stiffs should be monetized for how good of the content that they put out and the amount of people that go there. Instead, you know, you have a company oversee that.
I forget the exact lore, but Denver Stiffs, if I remember correctly, is a merger of two different websites. One was, I want to say, firegeorgecarl.com, and the other one, no, it wasn't Round Ball. And I think it may have been called Denver Stiffs. Maybe they put them under the same umbrella.
See, look at this. I even had on my old MacBook. Denver Stiffs sticker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I never wrote for Denver Stiffs. I never worked for Denver Stiffs, but Denver Stiffs was my introduction to local sports media. My buddy Trey, I'll never forget, he introduced me to Jeff Morton and Nate Timmons for the first time, and we connected, and Jeff and I are, you know, best friends to this day. I was texting him earlier today as well. And, you know, I remember going to Stiffs Night Out when I was 17 years old in high school, you know, at Jake's Sports and Spirits down there in Rhino, Andy Feinstein's old place. Me, Fish, B Moon, of all people, Trey. You know, we'd go down there, Stevie, a couple other of my buddies, you know, and it's just, you know, Ryan Blackburn has worked at Stiffs. Some great people that are being affected this, that are currently at Stiffs, that, you know, I hope that we're able to, you know, come together as a local community and help them. Because that's the thing, if there's any local outlet that is deserving of your support and maintenance and all that kind of stuff, it's Denver Stiffs. I mean, they to me, Cody, they're in more of any SB Nation site in this town. I forget what the other ones are called for the Avs, Broncos, and all that kind of stuff.
Don't care about the Broncos.
But you and I complain about it all the time, right? Denver Stiffs doesn't echo
the same nonsense as some others. Because they actually attend practices and games. They're credentialed to do so. The other ones just piggyback what everybody else is saying that is actually there.
And it's just, it's one of those things where there's no media in Elo Piro without Denver Stiffs, right? I mean, countless of other people. I mean, I cannot explain to you enough the profound impact that Denver Stiffs has had on me throughout my career. Maybe from afar, maybe indirectly, but it's important. So hashtag Save Stiffs on Twitter. Let's get it going and follow them on Twitter at Denver Stiffs. Shout out to Brandon for a few minutes of his time. I know it's not easy, but you know, sometimes people don't want to read these days. It's important to get it out.
You never know, too. There could also be another company out there that, you know, sees them and says, hey, you know, we're willing to step in. Hopefully that's the case.
I hope.
That would be nice.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, switch it up a little bit. Sean Payton.
Oh, man.
Is he coming? Was he wearing Bronco blue on the TV yesterday?
Oh, my God. Flood the earth again, please. Ugh.
Well, we're well on our way. Let's hit a break, come back, continue along with it. Afternoon Drive, AP and Rourke.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.